Hello, my name is Paul Harvey and I am a midlife coach, and you are listening to a Life, Passion and Business Shortcast. Now, over the last few years, I have spoken to hundreds of people and I've discovered that our story is everything, because what we do, feel or experience is based on the stories that we tell ourselves. This shortcast is a bite-sized episode to explore the ingredients of a good life. We bring out the thoughts, tips and tools so you can try them on for size. So let's explore and see what is possible. Hello and welcome to a reflection. So listening. Are you listening? I had a bit of a revelation this weekend. The blinkers were removed. The answer to a question that I've been searching for probably since this podcast began. You know, we all know it's important to listen, and we get it drummed into us from children, like our parents, teachers, and as we're growing up, our elders, all parts of our life encourage us to listen to people. But what you know by observing the world is the one thing people don't do is listen. I can remember way back at the beginning of my coach training when we were taught the importance of listening. And there was an exercise we did where two people were got together, A and B, and A spoke to B and B had to listen while A told them about themselves. And then we had to listen for about a minute. And then we had to repeat back what we had heard. And this was a new person, so you knew nothing about them. And what is amazing is how much we didn't hear, how much we got wrong. And there were some reasons for that, and I'll tell you about them later. But that's the point. So much in life, when we are there to listen, we don't. And the exercise was to teach us the fact that listening is a skill, is something that we have to hone, something we have to work at. It is not a passive action. Now, I'm sure you've had this experience yourself, and this is probably part of what was going on in that early listening experiment. I'm sure you've been listening to someone intently, and I don't know if it's intently, but you've been listening. You've been in conversation with someone, shall we say. You've been listening, and they say something which triggers a thought or a memory, and that thought takes you on a journey away from the current moment, away from the conversation that you're in. And you're still in this conversation, but your mind is somewhere else. And maybe now what's happened is you're rather listening to the conversation, rather than listening in, you're waiting for an opportunity, a gap in the conversation where you can add your piece, what you have just thought about. This is the fundamental thing about listening. We don't always listen intently in the moment. We listen and filter it through our experience and our history. So this conversation today has come out of my podcast experience. I've been listening to Hidden Brain on Saturday while I was running. And the host, Shankar Vedanta, is an American journalist who focuses on the science of human behavior. It's a great podcast. I'll put a link in the show notes. But the conversation was about, are you listening? And it covered many of the topics we're covering here. But there was a bigger revelation for me. It's this thing about, you know, when someone says to a child, no, you can't have sweets. You cannot have any sweets at the checkout. Or you can't have this toy. And the child asks again and repeats asking the question, repeats the request. And the parent will say to the child, you're not listening to me. I said you cannot have this. Now, often the child will do this because it knows they can wear the parent down. However, that is not the topic of this conversation, but it's an interesting observation. Now, the truth is they were listening. They just did not like the answer. The child was listening, but did not like the answer, so carried on asking in order to get a better answer. Hence the repetitive strategy to create some resistance and hopefully change the outcome. My revelation this weekend is the realization that we do this in life. That childhood experience of not listening because we don't like the answer is probably one of the biggest reasons, the biggest kind of blocks or resistances to our development and moving on. Now, I started my personal development journey 30 years ago. Actually, maybe 35 years ago, And one thing that's become very obvious is that in many of the revelations I have, I've heard them many times before I accepted them and moved on. There's a saying, I think it's either a Sufi saying or a Buddhist saying, that when the student is ready, the teacher or tutor will appear. And that's the point. Whatever we hear, if we're not ready to change, not ready to move on, we just can't hear it. How often have people been told something by either a coach or a parent? I mean, parents are a good one. We often get told something, or in a workshop, or by reading a book, and we choose to ignore it. We know that we need to change. We choose to ignore it. This is why people are overweight. This is why people don't get healthy. People don't get fit. They know all of the reasons, all of the things to do something, but they don't like the answer. They don't like what they are hearing, so they choose not to hear it. We've all seen people banging their heads together, doing the same thing, repeating the same journey in a hope of getting a different outcome. And the reason they're doing this? Because they don't like what they are hearing. They don't want to listen to the alternative. So what is it that's blocking? What is it that's just changing? Well, if I don't like the alternative, as in the child, I don't like being told I can't have sweets because I actually want to eat sweets. For the person who is struggling with weight and they don't want to hear that they need to count calories and exercise more, there will be things around those subjects, calories and exercising more, that they don't want to hear about. They don't want to go there. So it will be a belief or a value that's getting challenged. And that's the biggest reason why people can't hear the solution that will make their life better, because it challenges something fundamental about who they are or what they believe. See, my question on this podcast for a very long time is, what is it that makes the difference? Why is it that someone could be told something again and again and again, and then they go to and not take any action, then they go to a Tony Robbins weekend, and watch this man bounce up and down the trampoline and shout rah, 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 and they come back a changed person? What is it that shifted? A belief, a value, something shifted that allowed them to hear what was being said to them. So the question comes down to, what are we not hearing? What is it that we're not listening to that we don't, because we don't like the sound of it? And so we are choosing not to listen because we don't like what it would mean, what might change, or how we might have to see the world differently. And the more shocking aspect of this is this not listening problem plays out throughout every aspect of our human lives. It's playing out in Israel and Gaza. It plays out in UK politics, in US politics. It's playing out in climate change, where people don't like the answers. They don't like what the answers mean, that what the changes would mean, what they would need to accept to listen and hear those points. Therefore, it's easier not to listen than it is to change. So this has opened up a new area of inquiry for myself. What do I need to understand for myself? Where are my blind spots that I have been ignoring or not listening to? I have no answers for you at this moment. There is some stuff around money that I'm currently working on. So yes, there are some areas of blind spots that I am not listening to or haven't been listening to. This is why it's such a fantastic, fascinating area of inquiry. You know, we can all listen to our family and friends, be good listeners, be supportive. But when are we listening for ourselves to move ourselves forward? When are we conscious about our reluctance to hear something? So how can you take this forward? Because I think this has the potential to absolutely take the chains off life and allow you to move forward to the life you've been dreaming of. So how do you move forward? Well, for starters, you could try the listening experiment. And it's difficult with people you know, because you know quite a lot about them. But try listening to that. Try the exercise and see what you actually hear. Get someone to talk to you about their day maybe and see what you hear. And then swap around and see if that works. More directly, it's about, where in your life are you not listening? Are there places in your life that you have wanted to change for a long time and you know you want to change them, but they haven't changed? So what is it you're not hearing? What is it that you need to hear? What is it needs to change in you so that you can hear it? All fascinating stuff, and it's definitely time to get the journal out if journaling is your thing. Write out, where in my life am I not listening? As always, I would love to hear how you get on with this conversation with yourself. And if you want some help and support with it, do reach out. You know where I am. As always, check out the website at lifepassionandbusiness.com because there are loads of resources to support you on this journey. I am always open to a conversation. If you've enjoyed this podcast, if you enjoy any podcast, whoever it is, please share it with a friend, because that's how you get to find good podcasts. And that's why I'm sharing the Hidden Brain podcast with you. Anyway, as always, thank you so much for your time and attention. I'll catch you next time. All the best.